Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Noach, we have six Divrei Torah. We are going to start at the beginning of the Parsha. Eile told us Noach, Noach is Tzadik. We are in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes. And the Pasuk is fascinating, a lot written on it by the Meforshim. And just to look at the language here, it says, Eile told us Noach, these are the offspring of Noach, and it does not immediately list his children. Told us are typically children, offspring. It says, Noach is tzaddik. What were his offspring? That Noach was a righteous person. He was a tzaddik. So Rashi comments what's going on here. It's told us, Seim shal tzaddikim ma'isim tovim. The real offspring of tzaddikim is the good deeds that they do. Also children, obviously. But really, what are you accomplishing in your life? Also children, raising beautiful children. But ma'isim tovim, being a good person, doing chesed to others. So the Rebbe from Pshischa says a very interesting insight. He says, people, oftentimes, they work incredibly hard to earn a parnasa. And what they explain is that I'm doing this to give a better life to my children. I want my children to be able to grow up and to be able to learn in yeshiva and be b'nei Torah. And that's why I'm really moser nefesh, working incredibly hard for a parnasa on behalf of my children. But they themselves, they, because they are so involved in earning the parnasa, they don't get involved as much as they should in learning and chesed and the needs of the tzibur. And then their children, they say the same exact thing. I have to work very hard because I need to supply properly so my children can learn in yeshiva and they can be b'nei Torah. And they themselves, this is the second generation down, they also forget oftentimes about the importance of being involved themselves in ruchnias and chesed and just being involved in a positive way in the community. And that continues down. And the Rebbe from Pshischa says, when are we going to have a child who is worthy for all this? The child himself, when he grows up, he has to realize that he has to make it worthwhile for all the effort that his father put in. And accordingly, he says as follows, Eile told us Noach, these are the offspring of Noach. What's the next word? Noach. Noach was a worthy offspring. In other words, Noach did not take this approach that I have to put all my efforts into the Parnassa in order to supply for the next generation. He also did that. But Noach said, I need to also make sure that I am worthy. I have to make sure that I indeed have involvement in the necessities of not only Gashmias, but Ruchnias as well. He has to be a tzaddik as well. So indeed, that is what the Pasuk is telling us. Eile told us, Noach did not forget him about himself and his needs on a spiritual level. And that's what it's explained in this Rashi that we started with. Eile told us, Noach is tzaddik. That's the Pasuk. Rashi says, Toltotem shel tzaddikim ma'isim tovim. The real offspring of tzaddikim are their own good deeds. What does that mean? Hatzaddikim roim b'maaseim. The tzaddikim, they see in their good deeds, b'maaseim atovim, ki'ilu hem b'neim. They look at their good deeds as if they are their children. In other words, they are saying as follows, not only are we going to worry about the next generation, obviously, but we have to make sure that the next generation is worthy, starting with me. Starting with me, I'm going to view it as I am one of my own children, and through my good deeds and my contributions to society, I am going to make sure to not lose sight of the fact that we are here for a much more broader purpose than simply earning our parnasa. The real toldos, the real offspring of tzaddikim, are their ma'isim tovim, which is themselves, working on their midos, working on their limud haTorah. And in fact, what that will do when Amir Tzashem, they have children, is that will serve as an example for the children as well. That obviously they have to earn a parnasa for the next generation, if that's the situation, but don't forget about their own ma'isim tovim. They have to look at themselves as that own worthy child. They have to be their own worthy son. Moving on to number two, same pasuk. This is the famous Rashi that it says, Ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorosav, that he was a big tzaddik in his generation. And Rashi brings, in his generation, what is this coming to teach us? So there are those that say that this is in praise of Noach, and there are those that say that this is actually Gnai, a negative statement to him. Why is that? So there are those that say if he could be a tzaddik in his generation, such a depraved generation, certainly in other generations, on the other hand, Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai, those who look at it in a negative way, they would explain that he stood out in his generation because there was depravity all over the place, but in another generation he wouldn't have been an outstanding individual. In any case, the Pardes Yosef says something fascinating. Here we're dealing with the first person in the Torah called the Tzaddik. So how is it possible that some of the Mefarshim are coming to explain it L'Gnai, that it really wasn't a positive statement? What's going on here? So they actually wanted to explain something very important. And they wanted to explain that they knew that throughout the generations, whenever you have an upstanding tzaddik, when you ever have a true manhig of Klal Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael, whenever you have somebody who is thought of as having good midos, character traits, there are oftentimes, if not always, going to be the critics. Criticisms, the detractors, they're going to look at that individual in a negative way. And accordingly, Chazal said, first tzaddik, we're going to make it clear, despite the fact that there are people who make claims that this is not such a tzaddik, there are people who are going to make criticism. We want you to know that this is going to apply, this concept is going to apply, whether we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who had detractors, and all other people, leaders, great people, they're going to have detractors. Don't put a lot of validity in the claims that they make. Because we see here a Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Noach, he's a tzaddik lefanai. He is a real righteous person. So don't be shocked in the future when other great people, they have detractors. As long as yesh dorshim l'shevach, as long as there are those people who are saying positive things about him, that is a tzaddik. So that is the Chazal. We're really setting up this concept that even Noach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says tzaddik lefanai, he's a real righteous person. They said, okay, there's going to be people who are going to also detract from him. And you have to know that despite the fact that there are detractors, you have to look that there are also people who are looking at him in a positive light. And now as long as there are those looking at him in a positive light, you can disregard the detractors. Because indeed, we see this by Noach, with what came to Noach, we can't see by Moshe Rabbeinu, we see all of these great people, detractors, they're going to be detractors, they're always scoffers, they're always going to be the negative crew out there, but we have to make sure that we do the right thing, we are tzaddikim, and as long as people are positive about us, we really shouldn't put so much weight in those detractors. We are moving forward to number three, same pasuk, in fact, and the next pasuk as well. Eila told us Noach says Nolach. And the next pasuk says Noach gave birth to three sons: Shem, Ham, and Yafes. And as we mentioned before, the real Ma'isim Tovim or a tzaddik of a righteous person are his Ma'isim Tovim, the great deeds that he does in his life. So accordingly, the pashtus of this is that he had three sons, and one was named Shem, and one is named Ham, and one was named Yafet. But in fact, the Rebbe from Shizcha puts a beautiful drush on this. And he says, what was the limud for Noach, for all future generations? What is this concept that Shem, Ham, and Yafet? We're going to take it away from the pshat, that it means the children. But these are important concepts that Noach lived by. And he instituted himself, and he wanted other people to learn as well in the future. Shem, what does Shem stand for? That you always have to learn, remember the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shem. That's concept number one. Shem, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two is Cham, means heat or liveliness. Imbuing our mitzvahs with Chom, with heat, with warmth, with hislavus, with desire. That is concept number two. Number one, Shem, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. Number two, Cham, that when we worship, when we do mitzvahs, it has to be with warmth and desire. And last is Yafes, from the word Tiferes, which means splendor and beauty. That are Ma'isim Tovim, that we do all the actions which we should do, as we say in Pirkei Avos, they should be a Tiferes Lehosad, they should be a beauty, a splendor for us, and also Tiferes Lamin Adam, and they should also do beneficial things for people and society around us. So those are the three concepts. Shem, Cham, and Yavet. Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always remember. Cham, do our avoda with desire. And number three is Yafet, splendor, that all of our actions that we do should be for our benefit and for the benefit of everyone around us. Not just us, but it should be the benefit for ourselves. It should be a splendor for ourselves and a splendor for everyone around us as well. We are now Moving forward to Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudala, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says to Noach, Haselecha Tevas, Tevas Atzei Gofer, you should build the Teva. Famous Rashi explains that why did Noach have to be Matriach building this Teva for 120 years? That is an unbelievable amount of time. So people would stop by and ask him, what are you being involved with? What are you putting all this effort into building a boat? There's no water around here, Noach. What are you doing? And he would explain to them, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be destroying the world. Hopefully you'll do tshuva. And that was the hope that they would be inspired to do tshuva. Unfortunately, it wasn't successful. So based on that, Rav Moshe Sternbach asks in his Sefer, Tam Vidas, so why did Noach, when he went into the ark, have to work a whole year with the animals? I mean, we can understand working with people and work on the teva, and he's trying to inspire them, but working with the animals for an entire year and feeding them and cleaning up after them and getting bit by the lion, and it was an unbelievable amount of work taking care of hundreds, thousands of animals constantly around the clock. So Rav Sternbach says beautifully, Noach indeed had to make a tikkun of his chait. He had to fix something. He was a bit lacking in the midah of chesed. Why? Because we know that he wasn't successful. He didn't actively work hard at being machzir, returning people to do tshuva. He didn't actively discuss with them what's going to happen and how they have to improve. When they came to him, he was passive. You ask, oh, what am I doing? Oh, I'm building the ark. But his focus was not on kiruv rechokim. That wasn't where his real positive character traits were, was that chesed towards others in that society, and that was lacking. And accordingly, when it came to going into the teva, when it came to going to the ark for that whole year, he needed to be metaken that chait. He had to fix that chait that he was lacking in that need of chesed. And accordingly, for a whole year, he slaved with sorrow and pain and tears, difficulties, challenges. And it was only through that year-long process, effort, did he really fix the chait of that pagam, that lack that he had in chesed. So that's why it was necessary. And in Baruch Hashem, he was successful the whole year working that hard. He came out a different person, obviously. We are now moving forward to vort number 5. It says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tesayin, Tzohar Tasela Teva, literally make an illumination, a skylight, make for the Teva, made for the ark so it can shine in. So the Sfas Emes has a very nice drasha. In Mishnaic Hebrew, the word Teva means a word. The words of our davening, the words of our learning, that is what a teva is. And what it's telling us, Al Pi Drush here, it's Tzohar, illumination. We should have an illumination for our words, that when we are davening, when we are learning, we should pay attention to each and every word. And when we say it, we should say it with light and clarity and illumination. The tefillah that we say, the words shouldn't be mumbled. They should be said clearly and with kavana, understanding each and every teva, each and every word is a world in itself, and it should bring illumination and light. And now we are moving forward to number 6, the last for Torah for the day, for the parsha. So we are now in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Atah Kach Lecha Mikol Machal Asher Ye'achel. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, take all the food that can be eaten, that's edible, bring it into the Teva, Lecha V'lahem Lo'achla, and it'll be for you and for the animals to be eaten. So the Kedusha Salevi says as follows, I'll read it, Hamramban Omer Ki Alken Ad Noach Hayu HaNashim Asurim Ba'achilas Ba'alei Chai. The Rambam tells us that up until Noach, people were not permitted to eat animals. You had to eat of what grew from the ground, but animals were off limits. And when it came to Noach, now it's permitted. After they emerged from the Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu permits Noach to eat of the animals and as well. And what's the concept here? And the Kedushas Levi says beautifully, it's the concept here is that the whole reason that those animals survived is because of Noach. It was because of him that there was an extinction of the animals. They came on the Teva, he took care of them, he fed them, he tended to them. And accordingly, because of that, he was permitted to eat them, not fully, not to bring them to extinction, but as a form of a hakaras hatov, that they're here because of him, he would be permitted to start eating from the animals and as well. And the Kedushas Levi says there's a remez to this in the Pasuk. that the pasuk, the pasuk says, take of anything that's eaten and bring it into the ark and store it, so you'll have food. But he says as follows, this is the pasuk, you should bring into the ark everything that can be eaten, al yidei zeh, by virtue of the fact, sha'ata lokeach otam achshav l'teva, by virtue of the fact that you are taking the animals into the teva, you are saving them, hem nasim ru'uyim umutarim la'achila yadcha, because of that, they will be worthy, it will be proper for you, it will be permitted for you to start eating these animals. So that's why the drush of atakach lecha mikol machal sheyachal, it's because you're eating, you're bringing these animals with you into the teva, accordingly, v'hayalecha v'la'achla, will be for you accordingly. That's the drasha. You will now be permitted after taking care of them. They're here because of you. You will be permitted from here on out to be eating meat of the animals. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.